coming down, you've got a show coming up that's going to be an album release, and I happen to know that you've been working on this record for some time.
I have. It's been fantastically difficult for me to get together, even though most of the music was already made, and I'm really glad to be able to just finally let go of it and put it out there and have everything all lined up. And I held on to things a little bit long, trying to be a perfectionist, and I think it feels good to just get it done and get it out there.
Get her done, as they say. So, Jenna, for the people who don't know, let's get a couple of things out of the way out front, and then we'll circle back before we wrap up here and listen to some of your music. If people want to support your music and find it online, where can they go?
They can go to janacrenshaw.com, JanaCrenshaw.com. And also the CD is on sale on CD Baby. So Okay. You can get there from my website. There's a buy music link, or you can just go to CD Baby and search my name. You can listen to the tracks there, and there are other tracks that didn't make it onto the CD that I posted on my website also. Okay. So I may put out another album of everything else, or everything else that I still like, mm-hmm. At a later date. But for now, that's where everything is.
So singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, mm-hmm. you're a well-rounded musician. How would you describe your music? What do you want people to know about your sound and what you do?
I think my sound, as a general rule, is changing a little bit, which I'm glad for. Like, I think I spent a bit of time, and some of the songs on the CD reflect that and some of them don't, right? Like, I spent a lot of time trying to write music I thought people would like, and trying to write music that I thought might be okay on the radio, and trying to write pop songs because I had never done that before when I started kind of calling myself a singer-songwriter, because I just did kind of avant-garde musical theater before that. So there, okay. That was a whole other project that had its own set of rules. And when I wanted to try to write music that I thought people would like, mm-hmm. I kind of tried to use and learn a different set of rules to do that, right? So I feel like the three albums that I wrote were kind of experiments in that. Mm-hmm. And this one sort of compiles all of those into the songs that I like the best from those three albums.
Awesome. So what all instruments do you actually play?
I actually play
uh-huh.
piano and guitar. I studied voice in college, but I kept piano lessons. Uh-huh. I unfortunately had to stop playing saxophone. I not that I can't still play it, but I don't play it enough that every time I pick it back up, I have to sort of spend time getting my chops back. But I play saxophone and flute also.
Wow, that's impressive. And so you wrote all the tracks on your album, and you invited some other guests onto your album. What is the name of the record?
The name of the record is Bend and Break.
Uh-huh.
The title track is from an acoustic album, and we'll play that in a little bit.
Okay.
But I do have a lot of guest artists, and that's kind of what I think, that's kind of maybe how I want to pursue from here forward performing live shows that I present in mm-hmm. Portland, mm-hmm. is to maybe put together something like a variety show that sort of centers around my music and not do it very often so people don't get sick of me.
Okay.
And so this is what I've kind of stumbled upon that seems to work for me, that it feels really fun for me to invite people that I like, that I want to work with, or that I hang out with and I know are musicians, mm-hmm. yourself included, right? So I've got my friend Daisy Posada, who is going to do two songs with me and sing harmony.
Okay.
And I'm going to play with her after Christmas a set of country songs of her choosing. That's her gig. And then I've got you playing a whole set, or a short set, and then all the songs that you and I do together will play kind of at the end. And then you're going to play the finale with me, what I'm calling the finale at mm-hmm. this point. And Donimation is going to dance to that particular finale, right?
Donimation, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I've got Black Butterfly on the song Blink of an Eye, which is also on the record.
Okay.
And I've got my friend Natalia Uribe, who is works at Ethos with me, teaching music. And she works at the front desk. And she's going to play violin on Stay.
Okay.
And then some other friends from Ethos, one of the choirs that's there, the kids that the kids do, okay. With Rain Ezra, and she's going to play a short set, and the kids are going to perform. So
there's two shows going on. They're on November 30th
yes.
at the Fixin' Two.
Yep.
And there's an all-ages show in the during the day.
Yeah, 12:30, all-ages show.
12, okay. And then it starts at 12:30. How long is that going to go?
Probably until 2:30 or probably until 2 or 2:30.
And then when is the adult show?
Adult show, 21 and over, is 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
That same day.
November 30th?
November
30th. Is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So hopefully people will be bored already, uh-huh. looking for things to do, and they'll have already, you know, eaten all the stuff and done all the things they wanted.
Right, right. So tell me this. This is this show, you know, culture, emotion, art, culture, music, politics, activism, you know, where they intersect. And we often have guests on that are artists, but we always talk about a political orientation related to their work. I've been having conversations with people and talking about how the choice to be apolitical is actually a political choice.
Right.
So where do your politics sit within your artistic expression?
You know, I think that my politics are moving forward in my artistic expression. Like mm-hmm. we were talking about at the beginning of the interview, I kind of started being a singer-songwriter trying to write music that mm-hmm. I thought people would like, because before that I had done really avant-garde stuff, really only, right? So it was kind of it wasn't really on my radar to write. I did sometimes write political stuff, but it would never make it onto a record or anything like that, because I was trying for a pop sound and a pop audience that would okay. respond to that. But I feel like now that I'm able to kind of take things back into my own realm, and I'm you know, I'm not really trying to get a record deal, and I'm not 20, and nobody expects me to be like a new young hot artist. I'm just kind of, I get to be me now, right?
Okay.
So like for me, I can do whatever I want. And right. so I feel like some of my songs get a little maybe political, but they're sort of the politics of being me, I guess.
Okay.
Bend and Break is not really political, but it's an expression of how I felt when I was watching trees being clear cut for this highway through my town where I'm from in Pennsylvania, right? Mm-hmm. I'm also releasing, like, all of these songs are sort of a little bit in the past for me that I'm revisiting that are on the album, but I'm also releasing two new songs. One of them is called 45, uh-huh. which feels a little bit more political to me. But like
I said, it's a very political song.
Do you think so?
I think it's overtly political.
Okay.
Because you're talking about who you are and your identity.
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, I feel like the politics that are coming into play now are just, it's still just me being me, right? But because I have the political orientation I have, and I have freedom, a little bit more freedom of expression than I felt like I had before.
Yeah.
It's maybe comes into play a little bit more than previous.
Okay. So why don't you give the people, the listeners, a taste? Why don't you sing a few bars a cappella of a song you'd like to share so that we all know how your voice sounds?
I'm going to sing a little bit of Little Wars. It's not actually about war. It's about, well, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. It's more about just little sort of disagreements that people have together, right? But it goes, it starts, I have an ache in my soul, and I am a slave to rock and roll. I have been traveling forever just to get to you. But it seems there's a skin growing between us, and a sound that can't get through. Won't you peel it back before I do?
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, Little Wars.
Well, the chorus goes, Little Wars, they mark the deepest. Yeah. The little pieces of your heart, the missing prisoners of the little wars between us. Now it makes more sense, right?
Yeah. Good work, Jana, Losey, Crenshaw. That's going to be on the album, is it?
Mm. It is on the album.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping that Red Ray Frazier was going to play that song with me because I can't play the guitar part and sing.
And sing.
Yeah, and it's just a harder guitar part that I didn't write. It just doesn't work for me. So I was hoping that he would play it. He's learning it so we can play it at another time. Right. But he can't play at this particular show. So I think that one is going to be, I'm going to do that one karaoke style with my tracks.
Singing over the tracks. It's funny when people call it karaoke style because for those of us that are hip hop artists, we
you're always doing karaoke.
No, we wouldn't call it karaoke style. Actually, that's quite a square way to talk about performing with electronic accompaniment.
I'm sorry,
it's fine for other people in the audience who would be more inclined to understand that. You know, that's a good description. So,
well, for me, it feels like that because all I have to do is sing.
Yeah.
And normally I'm singing and playing and something else, right? So it's like, if all I have to do is push the thing and then sing, it feels like a vacation, kind of.
Right. So, singer, songwriter, musician, you have to do other things to support yourself. As a working adult, as a mother, somebody with a family, some of the work you do involves teaching as a teaching artist. I think that, you know, the act of going into schools and working with young people is also a political act, in a sense.
True, especially because of the reason and the project that I do that with, right?
So tell us about that project. What project are you working on with youth right now?
Well, I'm teaching at Ethos piano lessons and a little bit of voice, which is not that. But I'm also going into the schools teaching a musical that you and I wrote together called More to the Story, which is a musical about Portland history through a social justice lens.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to partner with a bunch of organizations to teach the units on that. And then I've written all of this music that goes with... everything. I feel like is a, I don't know, an improvement, I guess, on things that were offered before. And I hope that teaches a bit of critical thinking in the process. And that's kind of the focus, is the curriculum of what I like to call Social Justice 101 for third graders, right? This is a third grade Common Core history fulfillment, part of their history fulfillment for third grade Portland history. So the hope is that they get that and more, I guess. And so what I guess the main point for me is that they learn the basics of what social justice is and some basic vocabulary that hopefully moves forward with them in their lives. Hopefully, and gives them an experience of something that's different enough that can shake up and hopefully get them to realize other perspectives. That's the focus of the work.
Well, shoot, Jana, I want to thank you for talking to us on Culture in Motion and letting the listeners get to know a little bit about you. And I want to maybe... listen to a song. Can we play Enchanted for the listeners?
Yeah.
So this song is a Jana Losey song, Jana Losey Crenshaw, featuring myself. And do you want to say anything about what you're writing about and singing about?
You know, I was asked that recently by the dancer, Donna Mation, who's going to compose a dance, choreograph a dance to this song. And I couldn't really remember what I was thinking. I feel like this song I wrote a long time ago, and it's been revisited in a couple of different ways for me artistically and in live performance. And I feel like at this point, it's sort of up for reinterpretation, right? I mean, like, my inspiration was obviously fairy tales. You'll hear that in the lyrics. But I don't remember what specifically I was writing about.
Okay.
At the time. And so I feel like because now it belongs to a little bit of time for me and you and your part. And I worked with Chris Allen.
Big shout out to Chris.
Hi, Chris.
We go back to Hungry Mob days.
Yep. So Chris kind of co-produced this with me and played drums and helped me pick sounds and tracks and everything else. So because of all of the involvement of, like I said, time and other artists, I feel like I feel like it's sort of taken on a whole different life, and I maybe should come up with a new interpretation for it, right?
Okay. Yeah, what I, you know, when I first heard the song, before I contributed to it, you know, I didn't really know what my contribution was going to be. And I thought about the sounds that I was hearing, the tempo and the space that was available for me to work in. And I contributed some lyrics that have a more overt, kind of direct meaning based on, you know, the life I've led and what I hope to achieve while I'm here and how I hope to affect the people around me. So, that said, I think it's a good juxtaposition that you go between a more fantasy-oriented kind of visual, imaginative place,
right,
and then I'm coming from more a place grounded in lived experience and day-to-day life. So, why don't we check it out?
Okay, here it is. This is Enchanted. I'm addicted to this forest. Show my face in the light, and I would sooner be howling at the moon. Or can you see me? The forest through the trees. Can you hear me whistling? Ah,
change my address. Time to break some habits, cause I was born to fight and I was born to win. The embodiment of light in the form of man. The guardian of life at war with sin. The battle that I fight is raised from within. The belly of the beast, they keep telling me to sleep. Compelling me to keep. Though I'm a family better than when I came. That's my aim. I gotta break the chains for those that claim my name.
You are the poison apple. You're the witch's spell.
Of those I love, anyone that's been down and rose above. You walk the path of life where the road is rough. You understand sacrifice, you know what's up. Some commit suicide or overdose, or they don't squeeze first when they hold the toast. You can brag, you can boast, but can you hold your own against the odds when you're all alone? Those that know the ropes know my flow is dope, because it gives them hope, helps them cope. Spitting folklore, trying to open doors, cause no one I know should be broke or poor. Call it entertainment, but it's so much more. Ever since they made a slave, you had to go to war. You can look the other way, but I won't ignore or deny what's inside, the driving force. Liberation worldwide, that's what's in store. For everybody that wanted it, that's what I'm fighting for.
Thank you. to this forest. I cannot show my face in the light, and I would sooner be high.
I like what you're doing.
I like what you're doing.
Hey, well, we did it together. So one more time for the people. It's going to be down there at the Fixin' 2 on North Lombard, right?
It's at the Fixin' 2. I believe it's 8218 North Lombard.
Okay.
And that is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 30th, at the Fixin' 2 on North Lombard. There's a 12:30 all ages, 12:30 p.m., that's noon 30, all ages show.
Mm.
Kind of like focused on kids a little bit more. There's going to be some kid performers. I have a little, I have a voice student who's performing with me.
Mm-hmm.
The Ethos Kids Choir is going to perform, and I have a lot of kid friends because we have a kid and lots of students.
Is there going to be cotton candy, Pronto Pups, and Silver Gatorade?
I don't think so, but there might be, I don't know, juice and cookies or something if we can come up with it.
Isn't juice and cookies weird? Because you know, like,
when
you
eat
the, well, yeah, and when you eat the cookie and take the juice isn't sweet because the cookie was sweeter than the juice.
Yeah.
And it just makes the juice taste like sweat.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. Anyway, the 12:30 show is all ages. Kids 12 and under are free. So pay your adult ticket and then you're good. Otherwise, if your kids are littler. But all ages is great. It's nice for music teachers to have shows that their kids can actually come to, right?
Because
those of us who play in bands maybe play in bars and the kids can't come and all that stuff. So that's cool. And there's also a 9 p.m. 21 and over show at the Fixin' 2, same day, 9 p.m. November 30th. So
that's what's up. And what are your socials if people wanted to follow you on Twitter or Instagram?
My Instagram is at Jana Crenshaw Music. My Twitter is just at Jana Crenshaw. I could really use some more Twitter followers, and I have a really good way of doing that, I think. I just post song lyrics there and links to the song. So I really like the way that that is. So if you like song lyrics and you want to hear kind of a one song at a time, that's great.
Okay. And then before we let the people go, I want to thank everybody for listening to Culture in Motion. Continue to tune in and support KBOO by all means. Become a member if you're not. And Jenna, who are your, let's say, three of your biggest influences?
I think when I was growing up, I was a huge Sinead O'Connor fan. I still feel pretty connected to her, just kind of life-wise. We're kind of the same age and have had a, not a super similar trajectory, but just kind of seemingly similar focuses from time to time.
Mm.
And I've always had a lot of respect for her politically, personally, all that kind of stuff. And then, I love Deb Talon as a singer-songwriter. And Patty Griffin also.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Patty Griffin the person that does the Cold As It Gets song?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs that you do. It's a cover when you do it, but I love that song.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
I also, like, as far as newer songwriters go, and I, you know, it's like I mostly deal with women just because it's what I, you know, it's kind of my genre and who I relate to the most, even though there are lots of songwriters who are guys that I like, but I think Julia Michaels is pretty brilliant. She writes a lot of pop songs, and they're super poppy, but for pop songs, they have something really kind of shiny about them. So.
Right on. So going out, we're going to listen to the title track from the album, correct?
Yeah, this is Bend and Break.
All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
We can bend and we can break. You can turn us into your little pink houses. But in the end, you're only hurting yourself. I wished for fire, I wished for flood, any natural disaster to stop this artificial one. But we can bend and we can break. We'll learn to burn, we'll learn to drink. We got a bridge to nowhere, we got a road that kills. We got polluted water, and we got naked hills. And that's progress, but it don't look good to me. Oh, they lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. They'll tell you anything just to get in your door. They'll dig up your heart, tear out your lungs, build you a leg to stand on if it's any help. But you can bend and you can break. You'll learn to burn, you'll learn to drink. We got a bridge to nowhere, we got a road that kills. We got polluted water, and we got naked hills. And that's progress, but it don't look good to me.
Proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society concert season. On Friday, November 22nd, the Honey Whiskey Trio returns to the PFS stage. Prior to the concert, the Honeys will conduct a vocal workshop. Attendees will learn shape note singing, body percussion, and shout songs. The workshop will be held from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., followed by the concert starting at 7:30, doors at 7. The concert and workshop will be held at Reedwood French Church at 2901 Southeast Steele Street in Portland. For more information, go to kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Concert for the Village, Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Sabood House in Portland. Concert for the Village is a benefit for the Rafiki Village Project, whose mission is to improve health, increase literacy, and promote economic prosperity in Tanzanian villages. The concert features performances by Okadija, an Afropop singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from Ghana, and Seferine from Portland. There will also be food, drinks, an auction, and more. Again, that's Concert for the Village on Saturday, November 23rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Sabood House, 3185 Northeast Regent Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Levin & Levine, LLP, attorneys specializing in personal injury law. Levin & Levine offices are located in Southeast Portland in Old Town Sherwood. More information available by phone at 503-946-8708 and online at levinandlevine.com.
You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Coming up next is going to be Rural Roots Rising.
This is Rural Roots Rising by the Rural Organizing Project, a monthly podcast created by and for rural Oregonians who are creatively and courageously building stronger and more vibrant communities for a just democracy. My name is Courtney Neubauer. I'm an organizer with the Rural Organizing Project, and I will be your host for this episode. The theme of today's episode is Anyone Can Be an Organizer. Today we will hear from Brenda Flores with Raices in Stanfield, Umatilla County, Juan Navarro with Here to Stay in the Mid-Willamette Valley, and Monica Pearson with Indivisible North Coast Oregon in Astoria. Both Brenda and Juan were Rural Organizing Fellows, a program focused on building up and supporting rural community organizers, which you will hear them talk about during their interviews.